On today's show, we have Disney news about new cast members at Walt Disney World, new play apps for Walt Disney World and Disneyland, and a new expansion for the Tokyo Disneyland Resort. And so much more on this week's Disney Parks Podcast.
Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast with your hosts, Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com and Parkhopper John from WDWParkhoppers.com. Keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the podcast at all times. And get ready for the Disney Parks Podcast.
We know that coming to Walt Disney World can be very overwhelming with all of the fast passes, the dining reservations, even getting from attraction to attraction can be extremely overwhelming. But we've got a friend that can help you make your next trip to Walt Disney World even more magical. It's Ramon and Theme Park Concierges. You can visit themeparkconcierges.com or call them at 407-257-9973. Ramon and his amazing team of VIP concierges will take care of you from the moment you arrive at the park until the moment you go back to your resort. They can take care of you for a 4-hour time slot or a full day. It all depends on what you need. They can take care of your dining reservations, your fast passes, and even make sure that you find even more magic hidden in the Disney parks. Well, contact our friends, themeparkconcierges.com, or call 407-257-9973 and tell them your friends over at the Disney Parks Podcast sent you.
And now, Disney Parks Podcast News.
All right. So, lots of news to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So, let's go ahead and dig into it, buddy.
All right. If you're looking for a job and you live in the Central Florida area,
especially in housekeeping,
Disney's looking to hire 3,500 new cast members for this spring. Now, I'm checking my calendar. We're pretty deep into spring.
Yeah.
This has got to be more for spring slash summer,
right.
I would think.
Right.
I would bet that they're looking for an onslaught this summer, unfortunately. Internal sources are reporting that Disney has ordered a new fleet. Oh, that's not it.
Happy and paced.
Yeah. With the Central Florida summer tourism projections at an all-time high and the debut of Toy Story Land in Disney's Hollywood Studios coming in June 30th, Disney is looking to fill a number of new cast role positions. The company will be hosting job fairs for a multitude of positions within the Walt Disney World Resort. As they intend to hire 3,500 employees through May of 2018.
Wow.
Yep. A news release referenced positions in full-time, part-time, and seasonal roles within housekeeping, transportation, lifeguard, food and beverage, and many, many more.
Oh, yeah, tons of stuff that I just want to do.
Yeah. Full-time cast member hires will benefits include medical, dental, vision, and paid time off if you can get it. Select positions will be offered a $3,000 hiring bonus.
Sweet.
And here's the tip. Hiring bonuses are taxed at a bonus rate of 45%.
Oh,
so
lucky
you.
So
you'll get 1,500 of the 3,000.
That's right.
And the government will get the other half.
Good luck getting those people to sign
Thank
up
you,
for that.
Federal government.
Thanks, Obama Trump.
Yeah.
I don't know who's in charge of that one.
Yeah, somebody way before that.
Yeah.
Candidates searching online can apply at Disney's Big Spring hiring event by going to WaltDisneyWorld.jobs/spring. And here is Disney's list of upcoming sponsoring. So housekeeping hiring day and job fair. Housekeeping hiring days are held every Monday through Friday throughout April and May.
I'm sorry.
Just every day. If you're willing to clean a room, come.
Yes, please. We need you.
Every day in April and May from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And on Wednesday, May 9th, a housekeeping job fair will be held from 9 to 6 p.m. These people have jobs. Shouldn't you be doing this job fair at night so that they can do their current job and then come? That's just me.
Well, the argument,
are they looking for unemployed people?
Yes.
No, that's the wrong
answer.
If
you have a job, you're not going to be looking for a job.
Yeah.
If you have a job, is going to Disney step up?
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right. All of the Walt Disney World Resort Casting Center, Disney workers will be available to answer questions, help with an application process, and conduct interviews on the spot. The lifeguard job fairs will be on Saturday, April 21st at Mickey's Retreat and Wednesday, May 2nd at Typhoon Lagoon. Candidates are 16 years or older will be interviewed and complete an on-site swim test for the opportunity to become part of the Disney team.
Where is Mickey's Retreat?
I have no idea. Bill's thinking.
Mickey's Retreat, if I'm not mistaken... I believe it's over in Fort Wilderness somewhere.
Yeah, okay.
Huh.
I believe.
If anybody knows,
yeah.
Let us know, because that would be another one.
I'll start looking in the chat room. Is anybody in the chat room know where Mickey's Retreat is?
The culinary job fair will be on Monday, April 23rd at ESPN Wide World of Sports. Mm. Qualified candidates can learn about available culinary roles, meet with chefs, and interview with recruiters.
That's dicey.
Yeah.
We don't know what roles we're going for jobs for. So let's just say like a high-end chef is like, I think I'll go to work for Disney. Oh, you only need people to clean the dishes.
Yeah.
Thanks for wasting my time.
Yeah. Bus driver online job fair. You don't have to meet them in person. They trust you.
Do you know what a bus looks like? Yes, okay. You're hired.
Will be held through May 31st. Candidates interested in joining the team are always on the move. Can apply for part-time, full-time positions. And that one, you do have to go out and get your CDL.
Yeah.
Disney will train you for free and I think pay for the licensing.
I'll tell you what I would like to do, honestly. I really would like to do this job. Okay. I would love to drive a minivan.
Yeah,
I would love to do that. Yeah. That you know,
yeah.
I Ubered a lot. I enjoyed the snot out of it when I was driving at Disney.
Yeah,
if I knew that I could make a guaranteed X amount of money a week and work 30, 40 hours, I'd drive all over property talking about Disney stuff and all that good stuff.
And bus driver would be something I would do, but I don't want to be driving around that many people. I don't want to be responsible for anybody's life. There's a lot of crazy people on the roads.
Yeah, that would keep me away from it.
I know I would be safe, but I don't trust everybody else coming at the bus.
I've seen way too many horror stories about bus drivers getting hurt.
Yeah, or you know, kids on bikes accidentally going in front of the bus and all that other kind of stuff.
Crazy drivers going in front of the bus.
So, I mean, it's pretty much air conditioning. It's pretty much inside. You got to stop and get out every now and then. But that'd be fine. Monorail pilot's no good because you're going to be stuck on the platform probably for the first 2 years.
Right.
So you're not going to get to drive a monorail for a very long time.
You're going to sweat a lot.
I believe it's shift is 1 hour, hour and a half at the most.
Yeah.
A friend of mine had the monorail job last
time. Oh, that's right. That's right.
Right. Come on.
Yeah.
And he said this is what you would go. You run the monorail an hour, then you were on a platform.
Or yeah. And that's outside. It's humid. And
right.
Not for me. Yeah, rainy.
One of the folks in the chat room is like, I'd like to work for Disney IT. Maybe the app wouldn't crash 49 times a day.
They're
not hiring for IT.
I think it's the .go platform. It's the problem. They're using 1980 technology.
Jeez, they got to get rid of that.
Yeah, there's a story I got to tell you afterwards about that.
All right.
Front desk, I think I could do. People are still calm.
No, people
I've
are not
the front
calm.
Desk. I've worked front desk. I've worked night audit.
What do you mean you can't find my reservation? What do you mean that I expected to be in this room? And
this computer says nothing for you.
Yeah.
Step aside, sir. Security.
Yeah, I don't think so. All right.
Mickey says go find a different room. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, Mickey says something else.
Yeah.
All right, so anything else?
Nope, that's it.
All right, so there's a brand new play Disney Parks app coming to Walt Disney World and Disneyland this summer because honestly, there's just not enough Disney apps out there.
How many ways do you want me to make a fast pass?
Jeez, oh Pete. Guests will be able to explore Disneyland Resort and Walt Disney World Resort in a completely new way by using the all-new Play Disney Parks app that's coming this summer. The app will be available for iOS and Android and will allow guests to play using Tony's air quotes, in the parks with exclusive experiences at both parks through interactive activities in the surrounding environment. The app will be free to download.
Now, that part there, what they're meaning is this app is going to have an augmented reality component.
Really?
So you'll be able to point your phone at something, and it'll be an augmented reality.
So you mean to tell me that they're actually creating apps to keep idiots staring at their phone as opposed to, I don't know, looking at the stuff in the park?
Yes.
Guests will be able to turn wait time into play time with family and friends at select locations with the simple touch of a button. The more you explore...
The same one that gets you in your room.
That's right. Oh, that's not what I thought you were going to say. The more you explore the parks, the more there will be to discover in the app.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know... So as soon as we know more information details, we will let you know. There's no launch date. No. But they say it'll be summer.
They're going to need something for Toy Story Land to keep everybody occupied.
And Star Wars.
And
Star Wars. People are going to be staying at Star Wars forever.
Yeah.
And I get it, you know, but I mean, we literally, how many people do you bump into at the
all
parks?
The time.
Staring at
all
their phones.
Time. All the time. People running into me, hitting me, spinning around with their 3,000-pound backpack, smacking me in the head.
And that's just
because
Panda.
They're on the phone. What?
And that's just Panda.
Yeah.
The thing that drives me crazy is, and I'm a tech guy. I don't mind texting. Yeah. I don't mind looking at stuff online. I get it. But you go to Walt Disney World to experience it, and it's we are just training every generation to constantly be looking at the phone and
well, Disney's creating the problem because they've gotten rid of or reduced down the guide maps and the times guide.
Right.
It's down to, you know, a little thing in the front of the Magic Kingdom. It's hard to even find.
Right.
If you don't know where to look.
Right. They want people staring at their phones.
Yeah.
And they think it's going to help with the anxiety of having to stand there and, I don't know, talk to people.
Yeah.
Very similar to the old Pal Mickey. Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, somebody's ringing. Bill.
Please set your phones to silent. I heard it. So, the joys of live podcast. So, yeah, I mean, that's just a frustration. It's a frustration point.
Yeah.
All right. I'm done with my soapbox.
Okay.
Please continue. Come to something fun.
Yeah. D23 announced another event. Slipped this one right in.
That's what she said.
Mickey's of Glendale, a shopping experience here in Florida. Mickey's of Glendale pop-up shop is coming to Disney's Contemporary Resort on Saturday, June 9th, 2018. And they got a new twist on it this time.
And what is the twist?
We'll get to it. The shop will be available based on a limited number of one-hour shopping windows, where D23 Gold and Gold family members will be given the opportunity to sign up for a single one-hour window. So rather than having people in the store all day and then nobody else can go in it.
You got 1 hour.
You got 1 hour. Get in, get your stuff, and get the hell out.
I'm sorry, Mr. Casanova. You have to leave now.
You're but loitering
not,
now.
But I'm not done. But I'm yeah, that worked out well at Starbucks.
Yeah.
That could be a problem.
Yeah, the store, as we've spoken about many times, is typically a private store for cast members as they sell Imagineering exclusive items as well as popular Walt Disney Parks and Resort merchandise. Registration is required, so just don't show up, for the complimentary one-hour shopping window and will be available on a first-come, first-served basis beginning this Wednesday, April 25th at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Right.
You'll have to go to the D23 website to get your hour. Now, the shopping windows are this. 9 to 10 a.m., 10 to 11 a.m., 11 to 12, 12 to 1, 1 to 2, 2 to 3. And do not show up 45 minutes before your prior scheduled time.
Right.
Because
they're not gonna
that just ruins it.
Yeah. But people will. Americans are trained.
Disney fans are always there earlier.
Yes. Thinking, oh, if I go a little early,
they'll let me in early.
They'll let me in.
Yeah.
They'll let me in.
I'll get an hour and 15 minutes rather than an hour.
Right.
Yeah. If you do go to this event, I will tell you, bring your, you know, if you're a Disney fan, bring your wallet. There's a lot of exclusive pins.
Right.
There's typically things that you can't get normally, you know, in the Disney store, the Disney parks, sure. Disney resorts. So,
are you going to this?
Oh, yeah, I go all the time.
Okay, so this has nothing to do with the Destination
D. They'll have something. They'll have a Mickey's at Glendale. This is a little fix to hold you over.
A little teaser. Yeah.
So if you do your shopping now, you won't have to do it in November, and then you can spend more time doing other things.
No. You think they're not going to have different stuff?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No. They won't.
I've been to this event twice.
Yeah. In one year.
It's usually the same stuff.
Same stuff.
Yeah. Wow. The store. The other store is the one that will have different stuff.
Oh yeah.
The Mickey's merchandise store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Tokyo Disney Resort has announced an expansion.
Oh, yeah.
But it does dismiss the new park rumors. So, if you were thinking that Tokyo is getting a new park, no.
Nay, nay.
Yet, as our Russian friends would say. In February, it was reported that the Oriental Land Company was considering developing a sky-themed park to complement its existing land and sea-themed park. The rumored park had a tentative title of Disney Sky. Very, very Disneyland, Disney Sea,
right.
Disney Sky. Should have been Disney Air. Land, Sea, and Air.
Right.
Get it? But no, according to the Japan News, it seems like we will not be seeing a third gate in the near future. But instead of that, the Japan News is reporting that one of the two existing parks, Tokyo Disneyland or Tokyo DisneySea, will be expanded. At the celebration of the 35th anniversary of the resort, the Oriental Land Company chairman Toshio Kagami said, and I'm translating here.
Sure.
We would like to create a Tokyo Disney Resort that fulfills new dreams. Currently, we are planning the park's expansion.
Nice.
So
I was kind of looking for a third park.
Yeah, I think it'd be cool too.
Not that I've been there.
Right, me neither. I wouldn't know the difference. So does this mean they're getting a Star Wars or Marvel?
Or Toy Story or Pixar? Toy Story? I don't know.
Which land? I guess it's Shanghai that has the Marvel area, right?
Hong Kong is getting
Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll bet this is going to be Star Wars or Toy Story.
Probably.
Or
both.
Both.
They seem to throw money
at
their park.
Well, you know, Tokyo, I mean, the land company.
Yeah.
You know, has
Oriental Land Company.
The Oriental Land Company has tons of cash. Yeah. Why not?
They don't
go for it.
Yeah.
So that's exciting.
All right. Disney's trying to prepare us slowly for the opening of Toy Story Land. They've now given more information about what to expect. Fast passes are now available for those guests staying at a Walt Disney Resort hotel and are within 60 days prior to their check-in window. So, for example, if you have a 14-day stay arriving on June 16th, you would be eligible to make fast passes for Toy Story Land on June 30th. All three attractions in Toy Story Land will be included in the Fast Pass, including Slinky Dog Coaster, Alien Sorcerers, and Toy Story Mania.
Huh? Is that a new ride?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, here's the rub.
Okay.
Fast Pass tiering will apply to these attractions, meaning that the Toy Story Land attractions will all be Tier 1 attractions, meaning you can only get one of them.
Oh my god.
And then two tier two attractions. Now, I guess the good news is that Tower of Terror and Rock and Roller Coaster are now moving from tier one to tier two. So,
wow.
You can ride Toy Story Mania and Tower of Terror and the coaster, but you can't do all three. Well, you can, but you have to use them all, and then hopefully there's some, and there won't be.
Right.
So, I thought that was a little weird.
That's crazy.
Now, it gets better.
Okay, great.
Extra magic hours for Toy Story Land. Morning magic extra hours.
Now I'm confused and I'm reading it.
For Walt Disney World, resort guests will be held every day from July 1st to August 31st from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. So you get that 1 hour to make your mad dash and get on everything you possibly can before the crazy happens.
Wow.
Evening extra magic hours will be held on Fridays during July and August from 10:30 p.m. to 12:30 a.m. That's the latest I've ever seen this park stay open.
Wow.
Usually they're done at like 9.
Yeah.
So 12:30 a.m., that's pretty good. I would probably do the nighttime. A, it'd be cooler. And B,
less people.
Less kids because they're all in bed, hopefully.
Hopefully.
The extra magic hours will include all Toy Story Land attractions throughout the park.
Wow.
So all three of them will be included in the extra magic hours. Park hours during the Toy Story Land opening will be this. On opening day, June 30th, 2018, they are currently from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Moving then to 8 a.m. to 10:30 p.m., July, all the way through to August.
Wow.
All right, so you got all that?
Yep.
The height requirement now. Slinky Dog Dash, the family-friendly roller coaster, will have a 38-inch height requirement, and the Alien Swing will have a 32-inch height requirement.
Awesome. I wonder what the maximum is for those rides. That'll be an issue.
Yeah.
You know, of course.
Yeah.
One of our listeners was saying that Tower of Terror has always been a tier two.
Oh, has it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I keep forgetting that they're tiered like that.
Well, they were saying that, in this article, that they're moving to tier two. So. Yeah.
That's crazy. Well, I mean, it's becoming a reality, buddy. How are you feeling about that?
Get me an annual pass holder preview. Let me go on the attractions, and I won't be back for another 3 years.
Wow. Let's see.
Because I'm not going to wait in a line for, like Pandora, 4 hours.
Well, let's see. If they open the end of June, May, if they're going to do it, they're going to have to make an announcement soon.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know.
Yeah. If they don't, I don't know.
It's going to be hard. Going to be hard to ride anything.
Yeah.
Because
we're not going to get a fast pass.
Oh, yeah. No, we're not going to.
You know. Yeah, so
you know, it's funny. People always talk about how lucky we are because we live to Disney, and that's true.
Yeah, I can go there and look at it.
Yeah, but that doesn't always guarantee us opportunities to get on the rides because of the way the fast passes are.
Yeah,
you know.
All right, what would be the Toy Story Land opens up? It's brand new. What's the longest you would wait on any one of those lines?
An hour. That's it.
I think it's good. Take you an hour just to get into the land.
I know it is, but that's you asked me. That's my answer. An hour, because you know these people. Yeah. Like, okay, so this is the thing about like Pandora. Mm-hmm. You know, 4 hour waits just to ride the Banshee ride, and as amazing as the ride is, apparently because we've never ridden it,
right?
Not because we didn't want to, it's because Tony was too tall and my calves wouldn't fit.
Yeah.
I would not sit for 4 hours. To ride an attraction at any theme park.
Right.
Because 4 hours is half of your day.
Right.
And for the amount of money that they're charging people to get into these parks, there's so much more to do. And yeah, it's the biggest, newest, coolest, awesomest thing. But, you know, I mean, you know, call it what you will. I mean, Universal just opened the Fast and Furious attraction.
Mm.
And it'll be exciting, but it's a motion simulator. I'm sure it'll be pretty busy for the first couple of months,
right.
But it ain't going to be like a 4 hour wait time because it's you know. So, you know, Disney fans are a different breed,
right?
And we're kind of our own worst enemy.
The built for queues.
Yeah, yeah. So the answer is no. I wouldn't. Yeah. I would wait an hour. How long? You wouldn't wait.
I don't know. Not more than an hour.
But for Toy Story?
Yeah, not even.
Really?
Yeah.
I figured you would go at least an hour and a half.
No, I don't think so. I don't have the patience anymore.
Yeah, I don't either.
Eventually, someday, I'll be able to get a fast pass or get on it without a 3 hour wait. They'll have a Disney After Dark event there.
Yeah.
And then I'll be able to ride the snot out of it.
Just being here, we live here.
Yeah.
Almost every day. We're people who come
for
the week.
Yeah.
They only have a finite time to really enjoy these attractions.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So, kind of stuck in a rock and hard place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, we do live here, and there are opportunities on occasion or we just dumb luck our way into something, but those are very few and far between.
Right.
So we have to wait for those special moments, those special events that we can get in, and, and they'll happen. But you're right. I mean, the thing is, we live here, and we get to experience the magic whenever we want to. We just don't get to experience all the magic. Like, it's breaking my heart. I know I'm not going to be able to ride anything in Star Wars for a long time, unless I happen to get a pass order thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is what it is. Yeah. When they build a queue to get into the land, you know they're planning on massive amounts of people.
You're going to have to hope for, like, one of those Galactic Night kind of events.
Yeah, and pay for it. Pay for my experience.
Pay for,
you know, and you know,
where the land is open, the attractions are open.
Right.
You know.
And not only, you know, like, you're like, I don't have the patience for it. I'm I'm at that age, too, where it's like, I don't have the patience for it either. But I also have this little double whammy of I can handle crowds, but not for very long.
Yeah.
You know, I just start, I get stressed out. And it's the weirdest thing. It's just how I'm wired. So I don't handle big crowds well for long periods of time.
Right.
But I wouldn't, you know, it's like Comic-Con and stuff, you know, when Star Wars Celebration was here last year, people were camping out for the opportunity to stand in line for a queue that would maybe give them the opportunity to get into the main room on the off chance that any of the classic Star Wars characters would actually show up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no.
Yeah. I saw, like, the MegaCon had put out, like, the list of celebrities that are coming. If you want a picture and autograph, some of them are charging as much as $100.
Right.
There for are your places, picture?
There are places you can buy an autograph for way cheaper.
And I'm thinking the line's going to be out the wazoo. And you're going to charge me $100? No.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Well, you go to wrestling things, man, and it's great. You want an autograph, it's 25. You want a picture, it's 50. You know, you want them to actually stand up and put their arm around you, it's $100.
Yeah, I don't think
it's crazy. It's just not worth it. I mean, they're just people.
Yeah, you know? I agree.
Anyway, so you ready to get into some headline news?
Sure.
That's nice. Bill does a good job. You got to have him over more often. So if you're a fan of Tom's Shoes, Disney Princess is the pairing you've been needing. New footwear and sunglass collections are now available. Tom's footwear and sunglasses.
Yeah, I got
for
a
princesses.
Picture up for their viewing pleasure.
For princesses.
Yes.
So no princes.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Amazon is making select Star Wars and Marvel DVDs and Blu-rays available to Prime members only.
Nice. Good start.
Good plan, kids.
Yeah.
Documentary on composer Howard Ashman to debut this weekend. It's already been in a couple film festivals, doing pretty well. Tribeca.
Yep.
God bless you.
Yep.
And now this one...
Yeah, this is a good one.
This is interesting.
Yeah, you can say it.
It doesn't read well. Thieves steal a trailer carrying 8,000 tickets to Disneyland.
Yeah. So there was an event, and there was some stuff that Disney Plus, Disney tossed in 8,000 tickets for, like, I think these kids or whatever.
Jeez.
Somebody stole... the trailer that was attached to a truck that had 8,000 Disneyland tickets in it. Now, they canceled, obviously, all the tickets.
Sure, of course.
But this goes to my point that I've been saying all the time is, why do we have printed media at all? If it was electronic, they couldn't steal it.
As easily.
Or at all. If it's not in a trailer, they can't steal it.
Okay. Credit cards can't be stolen either. I've heard that as well, so I'm just saying.
It'd make it a little bit more difficult.
I don't disagree with you on that, though, my friend. But, you know, I would think inside job. B, what kind of heartless bastard steals 8,000 tickets?
Well, I don't think they knew where they were going.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. So they just stole the trailer and was like, hey, we've hit the mother load, y'all. We can get a couple $100 for these tickets a piece.
Yeah. So... Disney is trying to get the word out now and say, listen, if you come across somebody selling tickets on the cheap, they're probably stolen.
Let's see Disney start to put some people in jail for that. That'd be fun. That'd be fun to watch. Biometric facial recognition technology is coming to the Orlando International Airport. Woohoo!
Now, this is only for international guests coming into or leaving the country, where they'll get their picture taken when they come in, and then when they leave, their face has to match the picture in the passport.
Racial profiling much?
Just profiling.
Just kidding. I'm okay with a little bit of profiling to keep us safe.
Yeah.
A little bit, not a lot.
Okay.
Let's not go crazy. Millennium Pink embroidery thread.
It's all over the place.
Millennium Pink embroidery thread now available for Mickey Mouse ear hats. Millennium Pink. I didn't know that was a color now. Now it's champagne. Now it's a big deal.
It's everything. It's ubiquitous. It's a drink. It's a ear hats. It's underwear, a shirt.
It's T-shirts. Everything. Yeah, it's everything.
It's everything.
So now if you want your hat embroidered in Millennium Pink,
mm-hmm.
not hot pink.
No.
Not light pink.
No.
Millennium Pink.
Yeah. Somebody has to explain to me this whole thing one day.
I don't know. It's like rose gold.
Yeah.
You know, rose is one color. Gold is another color. Rose gold. Interesting
right.
color.
Right.
Hollywood Studios is going to test breakfast menus at Fairfax Fair.
Why do you think they're doing that?
Because people are going to be in there early, going to go to that toy store, and they're going to need to eat.
That's
need to
right.
eat some food.
Every place is going to serve breakfast.
Or they're just really worried about kids, and they want to make sure that every kid has a good, healthy breakfast.
I don't think so.
Okay. Jeff Vail. It's going to head the Disney Cruise Line, Adventures by Disney, and Disney Vacation Club. So what happened to
Ken?
Ken.
Ken is the senior vice president, so he'll report to
Ken.
The new guy. Yeah,
oh,
he'll
sweet.
Report to Jeff. He's still there. I can still email him.
Good.
Dear Ken.
Is it Ken Potrock?
Yeah, probably.
I like Ken. Yeah. Ken's a good
I
guy.
I do, too.
He's a good guy.
He's pretty funny.
I met Ken at an event here at Walt Disney World, and then like 2 weeks later, happened to be on a Disney cruise.
And he was on?
It was a press cruise.
Oh, wow.
And he was like, John. I'm like, holy crap, you know who I am. And I'm like, you're scary. Good guy.
He probably just carries my file around.
Oh, you're Mr.
Castlenova. Mr. Castlenova.
Oh, you're that Mr. Castlenova. Yeah. So that's all of our news. We just definitely want to give a shout out to our buddy Vince, who is our ongoing field reporter, who gave us this incredible pic showing one of the new magical, what do they call this, magical photos,
magic
of Disney.
Magic photo.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you got the dough, we got the cheese.
We've got the cheese.
This is over
the Muppet one, right?
Yeah, Pizza Rizzo.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Rizzo is definitely underrated.
Yeah, and then... this is us all suited up for the void.
Now look at this picture. This is such a great picture. Tony looks so incredibly happy.
I'm like, please let it end.
Let this end. Just that's not the picture that I really hoped that she would have gotten. And I'm glad she got it, but I was really kind of hoping after we did this, we did a Charlie's Angels, which is always classic. Yeah. So I had my gun and she had her karate chops and.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's it. That's all the news that's fit to print. Oh, man, we're getting a lot of likes.
Sad bunch of people.
That's great. Give it to us. Give us the love. Look at those sexy beasts. And all of us have Star Wars t-shirts on. You can't really see it. But
not with that vest on.
Yeah, not with that. Yeah, but we've all got our Star Wars shirts on. Yeah. So that's it. Anything else you want to... share with everybody?
I got nothing.
All right. We want to make sure that you come visit us at DisneyParksPodcast.com. Check out all of our show archives, our blog posts, links to amazing sponsors. We also want to make sure you find us on Facebook, Facebook.com/DisneyParksPodcast. Disney Podcaster on Twitter, YouTube.com/DisneyPodcast, Disney Parks Podcast. And we've got a fledgling new Instagram account at Disney Parks Podcast. We want to check that out and make sure that you hook up with us over there. Don't forget to come to patreon.com/Disney Parks Podcast. Sign up there. Take advantage of all those perks and cool things. Then you can see a live show just for you on Mondays. And other than that, my friends, thanks for listening. And we'll
see you in the parks.
The Disney Parks Podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company. All Disney parks, attractions, lands, shows, event names, etc. are registered trademarks of the Walt Disney Company.
Like a boat out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through.